Good versus evil, positive versus negative, dark and light, yin and yang. Sure, our universe may seem as though it's in a state of entropy at all times, our degree of novelty accelerating every single day, but I am more and more convinced that this world is, in fact, a very balanced place. This is a truth as old as time that has archetypical representation in virtually every world religion and every philosophical movement. But I would extrapolate further that the entirety of human consciousness is ever reaching towards these polar opposites as well. For instance, did you ever realize that the splitting of the atom, which led to the invention of atomic and nuclear weaponry capable of wiping out the population of this planet, and the discovery of LSD, which many argue is capable of uniting and healing our civilization and our planet, took place literally a month apart from each other? I realize that on the surface level, looking at it objectively with reason and logic, these two things had literally nothing to do with each other. Two independent discoveries that happened to take place a month apart. I get that. But what if, on a metaphysical level, this push and pull of the human hive mind is taking place all the time? I really started thinking about this when I caught a recent Vice article which basically articulated that our increasingly divided world, our distance from nature, our obsession with technology, our divisive political biases, etc., has led, in part, to a psychedelic renaissance. In fact, statistically, it seems that the use of psychedelics has quadrupled in the past 20 years. And I understand that the hypothesis Vice was putting forward is simply that these factors make people want to do psychedelics more, to feel grounded and connected with an increasingly disconnected world. But I would argue that the world is pushing us towards this psychedelic renaissance to counterbalance the bullshit that we've happened ourselves into. The people feel alienated and out of touch with the world. Then the medicine grounds them and puts them back in touch with what they feel they have lost. Everyone's being really shitty towards each other, so the medicine reminds you to love everyone. It's the push, pull, up, down, left, right. The world is reaching for a place of homeostasis. I think it goes even further than this. The climate of our planet is shifting at an alarming rate. The medicine reminds us that we are stewards of nature and not to take our responsibilities over the planet for granted. This may be a method of self-preservation of the Gaian mind, communicated to us through entheogens. I know personally, I recently visited the Satanic Temple, sorry to my Christian viewers, and stood beside this massive Baphomet statue and saw this often reviled figure for what it truly is. Both male and female anatomy. The Latin term salve coagula, meaning separate, join together, written on the arms. It's this as above, so below, an attempt at balance, a struggle taking place on every level of being, from the universe down to the cellular level, and everywhere in between, including human consciousness. Or who knows, maybe I'm just some rambling hippie. That's probably enough rambling for me today. Did you make it all the way through that diatribe? What do you think about this eternal struggle? Do you think it's legitimate, or do you think I'm kind of connecting dots that aren't really there? Let me know.